This is JIS News. Coming up, TAJ to resolve shortage of license plates this week. Prime Minister commending Jamaica's reggae boys for a strong performance in the CONCACAF Gold Cup and youth to play big role in emancipation and independence celebrations. The news in detail after this message.
Come everybody, make we join the line.
Celebrate this year's emancipation and independence with the fashion theme. Bandana with denim, catch the fashion, redeem. Monday, August 3, come to the musical infused fashion show, Fashion Greets Music Festival, 8 p.m. at Independence Village, Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. Go to the nearest fabric store, call up your designer, your dressmaker, and turn out in a style as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53.
My friend, me can't and. Come everybody, make we join the line.
Pika has partnered with the JCDC to offer its services at the Independence Village from noon to 6 p.m. August 1 to 5 at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. Apply for your passport, unconditional landing and extension of stay, or apply for Jamaican citizenship while celebrating our wonderful heritage. Only debit and credit cards will be accepted. Pika at the Independence Village, Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 5 from noon to 6.
All right, now the news. Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, is expecting to resolve the shortage of license plates affecting motorists sometime this week. Communications officer at the TAJ, Leighton Beckles, says in the meantime, persons are being encouraged to use their old plates to license their vehicles until the situation is resolved.
So we're just asking persons who are in possession of old license plates to take those to the tax office and request that their vehicles be licensed with those. If they're having any difficulties, they can speak with the collector in charge there. And for those persons who don't have old plates or really would rather new plates, we are expecting there to be some ease to the situation sometime this week.
Mr. Beckles was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. The TAJ says the shortage of new license plates is due to a delay in the supply of raw material, which is sourced overseas. A shipment is expected in the island this week. TAJ says it has put strategies in place to quickly distribute the license plates to its various offices once they have been delivered by the supplier. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is commending Jamaica's senior national football team, the Reggae Boys, for a strong performance in the CONCACAF Gold Cup final on Sunday, July 26. The Prime Minister says despite the team's 3-1 loss to Mexico, the Reggae Boys demonstrated discipline, determination, and a strong spirit. She congratulated all members of the team and coaching staff under the leadership of head coach Winfred Schaefer for the strong second place finish and an overall solid and encouraging performance throughout the tournament. Mrs. Simpson-Miller further notes that the team's participation in the final was historic since they were the first Caribbean nation to advance to a CONCACAF final. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says young people will be playing a critical role in the planning and execution of activities for this year's Emancipation and Independence celebrations. She says National Youth Service participants will be engaged at the Grand Gala, the Independence Village, and the various activities across the island. Young people will also be given tickets to attend the various events. This, she says, is aimed at helping the youth understand and appreciate the importance of celebrating the country's emancipation and independence.
Why we need to celebrate ourselves is so that we can continue to engender who we are as a people, to harness that excellence, and for young people to understand really the history of where we are coming from, the struggles.
Meanwhile, Minister Hanna says a special tribute will be made to the nation's children at the Grand Gala on August 6. The event will also be used to promote child care and protection, with each ticket bearing the 1-888 Protect toll-free number and steps to report acts of child abuse or a missing child. And a section of the breastworks to Windsor Main Road in Portland will be closed Wednesday, July 29, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 12 noon. This temporary closure in the vicinity of West Hill is to facilitate the laying of HDPE culvert pipes across the roadway. The National Works Agency, NWA, is advising that the alternative route for motorists traveling from Fellowship to Port Antonio is through Coopers Hill, Industry, Mount Pleasant, and St. Margaret's Bay, then onto Port Antonio. The reverse obtains for motorists traveling to Fellowship from Port Antonio. The NWA is advising motorists and pedestrians to proceed with caution and obey the posted warning signs and the instructions of flag persons. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.